Maria Christodoulou, a graduate student at Missouri State University, does not like being told what to do. That's why whenever doctors told her she would never walk again after being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, she refused to listen.
I was very stubborn, and I was very determined to walk.
It was only a few months before Christodoulou was to receive her undergraduate degree when the debilitating disease began to eat away at her immune system, causing her leg to give out at random. On her 22nd birthday, she decided to visit the emergency room. The symptoms of multiple sclerosis, or MS, were quickly recognized, and shortly after, Christodoulou was informed she would be wheelchair-bound for the rest of her life. This did not sit well.
I was not going to be in a wheelchair. I did not want to learn how to live to be in a wheelchair. I had plans, and I was going to work to walk again.
Now, at 27 years old, Christodoulou is working towards a master in graphic design at Missouri State and walking to each of her classes. It is a simple act that thousands of university students do daily, but has Christodoulou's doctors in awe. MS is when the body's immune system begins to eat away at the protective sheath that covers the nerves. As a result, this damage causes its victims to lose the ability to walk and, in severe cases, talk. Christodoulou was originally diagnosed with an elevated level of MS. According to the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, this level leaves a majority of its victims with a nearly continuous worsening of the disease from the onset, which falls in line with the primary progressive type of the disease. Statistics show about half of people diagnosed with primary progressive multiple sclerosis don't ever walk again. Christodoulou attributes her miraculous success to an unlikely factor, stubbornness.
It's like when teenagers, when you're like, no, you cannot pierce your nose. Well, now I want to pierce my nose. Now I'm going to pierce my nose and my eyebrow and my lip. But because they said, no, you're probably not going to walk again, I'd be like, you know what? No, I'm going to walk again. It made me mad.
Christodoulou was in rehabilitation for several years before walking out. During this time, physical therapists encouraged her to purchase a wheelchair and prepare for the worst. Christodoulou's mother, Margaret Mondo, says the wheelchair is sitting in their house untouched.
I think about being stubborn. She never really had a choice because she's Greek and Italian. And those are pretty hard-headed people. But she knows how to restrain it when she needs to.
Christodoulou says it was hard work learning how to walk again, but it was worth the look on people's faces. Her story has inspired others, including those with MS. Christodoulou began to document her journey on YouTube, which has received over 50,000 page views. One person that particularly looks up to Christodoulou is her younger sister, Noelle.
You know, I mean, but it's also something that I think kind of molded me going through that with her. Because, I mean, my sister has always been my best friend. You know, she is my best friend, and it was very hard having her go through that. But, you know, it made her stronger, and I think it made me stronger and everyone else stronger just because of it.
Christodoulou plans to earn her master's by 2015 and then pursue a career in administration. She says learning how to overcome adversity has inspired her to pursue a career where she can help others overcome their personal struggles. For KSMU News, I'm Taylor Brim.